no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time.
Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. That was the voice, it is the voice you're hearing under me, of Ethel Waters. On this day, she became the first African-American ever to have her own TV show in 1937.
Wow.
She was also the first African-American woman to ever perform on radio. A woman who was a chambermaid, raped as a child, first marriage at 12 years old. Then she went on to fame with The Sound and Fury, dramatic roles on Broadway in the 30s, A Thousand's Cheer, Heat Wave, Harlem on My Mind. She headlined at the Cotton Club and more. She's one of America's great performers, and she'll always be remembered. And we just have to play a little bit of her on this day when she became the first African-American woman to appear on television. So, let me look a few more points in history that happened today. I want to let you know. This is the birthday of Che Guevara, revolutionary Cuba, who helped overthrow the fascist regime of Fulgencio Batista with Fidel Castro, was killed himself in Bolivia, leading a revolutionary movement. This is interesting. It's also the day, it's 1775, the army was founded, but it's also the day in 1864 that Congress ruled that African-American soldiers must have equal pay during the Civil War. Interesting juxtaposition of times that happened. This is also the day that the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937, which was just on the way to making it illegal, but what it did was it taxed marijuana. Now, I wish we got back to that, we might have a lot more money in our coffers. You never know. So... So that happened on this day in 1937. This is also the day that the first group of Polish political prisoners were sent to Auschwitz, the concentration camp. And my wife and I, my daughter Maisie, and her best friend Gracie spent almost 4 hours in the Holocaust Museum yesterday. And we had a lovely young woman, Rebecca Dupas, who's an African-American poet, young woman from Louisiana who works there, who sees this. She understands the Holocaust. She's taken it into her soul. And she kind of, as we're walking through it, you can just see the parallels, Holocaust and slavery, what happens when we allow these things to happen in our society. So I want to remember that. This is also the day that Anne Frank began her diary. And we all know who she was and that she was killed by the Nazis and her diary became world famous. This is also the day of the death of June Jordan, the great American poet. Jamaican-American poet who crossed boundaries very openly as a gay woman in America. And she taught at Barnard College. And I should read you a couple of quotes and we'll jump into our program here. And we'll hear her read a poem as soon as we're done with this. She said, "No one ever presented me with a single black author, poet, historian, personage, or idea for that matter. Nor was I ever assigned a single woman to study as a thinker or a writer or a poet or life force. Nothing that I learned here learned my feeling lessen my feeling of pain or confusion and bitterness as related to my origins, my street, my family, my friends. Nothing showed me how I might try to alter the political and economic realities, underline the black condition of America." That's what she said when she graduated in 1953 from Barnard College, a woman's college. She wrote a book called Soldier, A Poet's Childhood, which was about her dad. And a great line in that, she said, even though he was a very strange guy to her in some ways, he said, "There was a war against colored people. I had to become a soldier." And finally, I'll leave you with this thing that she said when she was teaching at Berkeley. She was a full professor in the Department of English, Women's Studies, and African American Studies, and author of like numerous books. And said, "I did not wake up one morning ablaze with a coherent vision of poetry for the people. The natural intermingling of my ideas, my observations as an educator, poet, and the African-American daughter of a poorly documented immigrant did not lead me to limiting ideological perspectives or resolve. Poetry for the people is the arduous and happy outcome of practical day-by-day classroom failure and success." Let me say, before we hear the voice now of June Jordan, this is tomorrow is the birthday of Tupac Shakur, who was born in 1971. Tupac was one of my students, a kid I loved a great deal, as many of us did. He was a class clown, far from a thug, a man with deep consciousness about his condition, the condition of the world, condition of black people in this world. And we'll be playing his music during the interludes between our different takes here on the show later on the program. But today would have been Tupac's birthday here if he had been alive. So happy birthday, my little brother, Tupac. And let me leave you here now for a moment before we turn to my dear friend Robert Shaheed, the voice of June Jordan.
50 cents more an hour would get me a house in the country, hilarious friends calling, an Airedale that wakes up only for brunch, a lover lusting insatiate, liberation from my own daily routines. 10,000 more a year would get me in debt for the house in the country, part of the car that will slide up the driveway, tennis lessons in the neighborhood, installment plan travel out of that neighborhood entirely, and A1 recommended kennel for my dog. 50,000 beyond that would get me a whole lot of trouble. For example, I would have to revise this poem, and I don't know how.